Working with WindowEyes apps. As you have seen so far, WindowEyes is a very capable and feature-rich screen reader. However, just as no two people are exactly alike, neither are their needs in terms of what they want their screen readers to do. Knowing this, we have included a very powerful capability with WindowEyes that lets you, or someone else, add new features to WindowEyes, improve a specialized program's usability, or do just about anything else you can imagine. These additions are called WindowEyes apps. In this section, we will show you how to use the apps that come with WindowEyes, as well as how to find apps that others have written. Note that we will not discuss how to create apps. If you're so inclined, feel free to read the app developer reference that comes with your copy of WindowEyes for more information. The apps menu lets you do everything you could want with WindowEyes apps. So to get there, let's press Ctrl-backslash to focus WindowEyes.
Settings e-screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1.
And press Alt-A to open the apps menu.
A. App management pull-down.
So the first item here is app management. App management lets you do things like turn apps on or off, see which apps are running, or install apps. So let's press the right arrow to go into this menu and see what our options are.
App status pull-down.
App status. By default, app status is set to on. So if you have any apps that are set to run when WindowEyes starts, they will load. If you have special apps for each program that you use, they will load whenever the program opens, etc. However, if you want to turn apps off, you can do so. Let's right arrow and see what the options are.
Off. Oh.
Okay, there's off. If you were to press enter on this, then the WindowEyes app support will be turned off. No apps will load, period.
On unchecked.
So that's the option that's currently selected.
Manual M.
And then you have manual. If you have apps set to manual, WindowEyes app support will be enabled, but you'll have to go through and manually start the apps that you want to run. This is useful especially if you have an app that might be causing you trouble, or if you want to have the support available, but you feel more comfortable starting apps on your own. Let's left arrow out of here.
App status pull down.
So now we're back to app status. Down arrow.
Add or remove apps. Dialog.
Add or remove apps. Let's press enter on here.
Menu closed. Installed apps iApp get version 1.0 package app get install date Thursday, February 03, 2011 list view 1 of 13. Dialog add or remove apps.
Okay, we are now in a dialog that lets us add or remove apps. We're currently in a list of all of the apps that we have installed for WindowEyes. We can up and down arrow through this list.
Eloquence Fix version 1.6 package Eloquence Fix install date Wednesday, February 02. GW Toolkit version 8.3 package, Hotspot version 3.4.2, JAWS Quick Key version 1.1 package, MS Access version 1.0.
And there are a few others. Let's tab through this dialog and see what else we can do.
Add a button.
So if you were to press enter on add, this will cause WindowEyes to prompt you for the location of an app that you may have downloaded. A WindowEyes app has the file extension of .wepm. Which stands for WindowEyes Package Manager. So if you've downloaded an app manually, you can go here and press Add, find the app that you want, and install it that way. Note that you can also press Enter on the WEPM file that you downloaded in Windows Explorer, and WindowEyes will actually start if it's not already running, and let you install the app that way. Let's press Tab again.
Remove our button.
If you press Enter here, then the app that's currently selected in that list view will be removed. Notice that even though WindowEyes comes with apps already, if for some reason you don't like some of the ones that are included, you can remove them and forget about them. Let's tab again.
Check for updates you button.
Check for updates. If you press enter here, then WindowEyes will go out to App Central, which is the main repository for all of the WindowEyes apps, and see if there are any updates available for the apps that you have installed. So let's go ahead and do that now.
Cancel update check. Dialog package update. There are no updates. Default OK button, OK button.
And we heard that there are no updates. Chances are that by the time you hear this, there will be updates available, so it's good to go ahead and update your apps so that you're running the most current. When there are updates available, WindowEyes will open up another dialog that shows you the apps that have updates. It'll tell you which version you have installed and the version that's available on App Central. You can go through and update each app one by one, or you can click the Update All button to update all of your apps in one fell swoop. Or if there are no updates available, you will see this dialog that tells you as much. So let's press the enter key to close this.
Dialog add or remove apps. Install apps I VoiceRoger version 1.4 package VoiceRoger install date.
So that's the add or remove apps dialog. Let's press the escape key to close.
Settings, the screen closed, 1 of 7, preview, depth 1.
Okay, press Alt-A to go back into the Apps menu.
A. App Management, a pull-down.
Right arrow into App Management.
App Status, a pull-down.
Down arrow.
Add or remove apps. D. Dialog.
One more time.
App Manager. P. Dialog.
App Manager. Let's press Enter here.
Menu closed. Apps for running programs. App get version 1.0 status running app. App get.vbs application global description. Browse and download the latest apps from GW Micro's App Central. List view 1 of 11. Dialog App Manager.
The App Manager lets you see which apps are running right now. Unlike the App Manager, the Add or Remove Apps dialog lets you install or uninstall apps, and it will show you all apps that are installed, regardless of whether or not they're running. Notice that when we were in there, we heard that there were 13 apps. Well, in here, there are only 11, because there are a couple of apps included with WindowWise that are only set to run for certain programs. And since those programs aren't running, neither are those apps, so the list here is going to be shorter. If you want to see which apps are running, this is the place you want to go. And this list will tell you quite a few things. First, it tells you the name of the app that's focused. It gives you its version number, any description that might be included in the app, as well as the app's status, whether it's running or if it's stopped, running with errors, etc. So we heard that we have apt-get, which is called apt-get.vbs. That's the actual name of the file that's running. We heard that it's version 1.0, and we heard the description. It lets us download apps from GW Micro's App Central. Let's down arrow and see if there are other descriptions available for some of these other apps.
Eloquence Fix version 1.6 status running app. Eloquence Fix.vbs application global description safeguards eloquence against harmful text. 2 of 11. GW Toolkit version 8.3 status running app. Toolkit.vbs application global description, a collection of shared objects for use with other scripts. 3 of 11. Hotspot version 3.4.2 status running app. Hotspot.vbs application global description save commonly used mouse positions and actions. 4 of 11.
So all of the apps that come from GW Micro will have these version numbers and descriptions so that you can more easily identify their purpose. Let's tab through and see what we can do in this dialog.
Display apps by name and radio button checked, 1 of 4.
This group of radio buttons lets you filter which apps are being shown. Right now we're showing all apps sorted by name. If we down arrow,
display apps by application L radio button check 2 of 4.
When this radio button is selected, then all apps that are associated to programs will be listed first, followed by those that are global. So for example, I have Word open right now, so the app for that will appear first in the list, and then all of the global apps that we just saw will appear beneath it.
Display apps global G radio button check 3 of 4.
Now when we shift tab, we will only see the apps that are running globally, that is, all the time.
Apps for global app get version 1.0 status running app. App get.vbs description. Browse and download the latest apps from GW Micro's App Central. List view 1 of 10.
And now we see that there are only 10 apps listed here, which is what we would expect. Tab back to the radio buttons.
Display apps global G radio button check 3 of 4.
And down arrow.
Display apps program Microsoft Security Essentials User Interface P radio button check 4 of 4.
This final radio button will let you view apps specific to the application you were just in before you opened WindowWise. In my case, the Microsoft Security Essentials suite had opened a dialog just before I came into the WindowWise control panel, so we heard program, and then the name of the program, which in this case was Microsoft Security Essentials. There are no apps associated with this program, so if I shift tab, the list of apps should be empty.
Apps for Microsoft Security Essentials User Interface, no selected item, list view.
And indeed it is. But if Microsoft Word, for example, had had focus right before I opened WindowWise, then I would see that Word Navigation app, and it would be the only app in this list. So let's tab back to the group of radio buttons.
Display apps program Microsoft Security Essentials User Interface.
And press the down arrow.
Display apps by name and radio button check 1 of 4.
And now we're displaying all apps by name. Let's tab again.
Show more options, W checkbox unchecked.
Show more options will let you do some additional things like manually load an app. So if you're developing an app, you can tell WindowWise to load it without having to create a whole package for it. You can unload an app, which will force WindowWise to just stop running it. You can also set the security permissions for apps. So for example, if you are in a work environment that uses group policy for Windows, WindowWise will honor any script execution permissions that are set by your systems administrator. But you can also tell WindowWise to only run apps written by a certain person, or apps that have been digitally signed, and more. We do take security very seriously with WindowWise, so we want you to be comfortable that these options are available and that WindowWise will honor them. You can also temporarily disable apps, you can edit the currently selected app, and more. Since most of these options really do fall under the realm of app development or creation, we're not going to check this box and explore those options. You can do so if you're interested, or you can read more about them in the WindowWise User's Manual. Let's press the Tab key.
Stop key button.
Okay, here's the Stop button. This will let you stop an app immediately. If your focus is placed on an app that has been stopped, this button will be labeled Start instead. So just to show you this, let's tab back over to our list of apps.
Help and Options H button. Close button. Apps for running programs. AppGet version 1.0 status running app. AppGet.v.
Okay, so here's AppGet, which we will talk about next. Let's click the Stop button. We can either Shift-Tab back to it, or just press Alt-T.
T. App stopped.
And now the app has stopped. Let's Shift-Tab and see what the button says now.
Close button. Start T button.
And now the name of the button has changed to Start. Let's press the spacebar here.
Space. App starting. App running.
Now if I hit Control-Shift-S, which is the speak summary, we should hear that the button says Stop.
Stop T.
And it does. Let's tab.
Help and Options H button.
If the creator of the app has included help or other configuration options, then this button will become available and let you learn more about the app or adjust how it works. So let's press enter on here just to see what happens.
Script help information HAPP get allows you to browse and install any app available from the GW Micro App Central website www.gwmicro.com App Central. All apps are listed in a tree view organized by category. When you select an app in the tree view, you can then tap to a description of the app which also includes the author, release date, last update date, rating, short description, and list of recent changes as well as any comments that registered App Central users have provided.
So we're now in a dialog that tells us what AppGet does. And we're focused on a close button. Let's just go ahead and press enter here.
Help and Options H button. Dialog App Manager apps for running programs and name V.
And tab one more time.
Close button.
And here's the close button. So let's press enter here to close the app manager.
Settings e-screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1.
Okay, so now let's go back to the apps menu with Alt-A.
A. App management a pull down.
And we've already looked at app management, so down arrow.
App Central.
App Central. If you press enter here, this will launch the App Central website in your default web browser. So if you want to use the web to browse the apps that are available for WindowWise, you can do so. Or since you have WindowWise installed, we can down arrow again to
AppGet a pull down.
AppGet. Let's open this menu and see what our options are.
AppGet, a dialog.
Okay, there's AppGet, which will open the AppGet dialog itself.
Help page.
And then there's help. If you were to press enter on here, we will be placed right back in that same help we were just in. So if someone has written an app and they have added themselves to the app's menu, chances are you'll be able to access all of that app's options here instead of having to go into app management and then app manager and then clicking the help and options button. Not every app will do this. So it's good to know how to get that extra help if you need to get there. Let's down arrow again.
AppGet, a dialog.
You can also get to AppGet from anywhere in Windows by pressing Windows key G. The way you launch AppGet is entirely up to you. Before we launch AppGet, I do want to let you know that you can change the hotkeys supplied with most apps. For example, as I just mentioned, the default for launching AppGet is Windows key G. If, for example, you want it to be something else, like Windows A or the letter Q, you can very easily change that. If an app developer made it possible, which most do, the Help and Options dialog of their app will also include a hotkey manager. Within this hotkey manager is a list of all hotkeys that have been created for that app. In the case of AppGet, there will only be one. So all you have to do is highlight that hotkey in the list, tab over to the description field, which will describe what the hotkey does, one more time to see what the assignment is, and if you want to change the hotkey to something else, tab one more time to the Capture Key button. When this button is activated, WindowWise will ask you to press a hotkey. Enter the new key you want to activate this particular function of the app. So for example, if you wanted to change AppGet from Windows G to Windows A, you would press Windows A at this point. Assuming that the key you just entered does not conflict with an existing WindowWise command, then the assignment will change. If there is a conflict, though, WindowWise will ask you what you want to do. You can either keep the change and undefine the key that had it before, or you can try again and enter a different hotkey. Again, nearly all apps will let you do this, including all of the ones from GW Micro. And since I'm already sitting on the menu item for AppGet, I will just press Enter to launch it now.
Menu closed. Cancel button. Dialog AppGet progress retrieving app list. Please wait. Default cancel button. All apps 212 alphabetical and multimedia 6 closed 1 of 8 preview depth 1. Dialog AppGet.
We are now in a tree view that lists all of the app categories. The first category is multimedia. There are 6 apps available for that. Let's down arrow.
General 68 closed 2 of 8.
General apps, there are 68 of those.
Program enhancements 14 closed 3 of 8.
14 program enhancements.
Utilities 59 closed 4 of 8.
Utilities, 59 of those.
Communications 9 closed 5 of 8.
9 for communications.
Script development 28 closed 6 of 8.
Script development, which will probably be called app development by the time you see this.
Productivity 26 closed 7 of 8.
26 under productivity.
Programming 2 closed 8 of 8.
And 2 for programming. And just like any tree view, you can right arrow to expand the currently selected node, and up and down arrow to see what's inside. So let's up arrow to program enhancements.
Productivity 26, script develop, communication, utilities, program enhancements 14 closed 3 of 8.
Press the right arrow to expand it, and let's see what program enhancements are available.
Program enhancements 14 expanded 3 of 8 14 items.
Down arrow.
Accessophone 1 of 14 depth 2. Adobe Audition 3 2 of 14. Easy CD DAW Extractor 3 of 14. Firefox Enhanced 4 of 14. MS Access 5 of 14. MS Office 6 of 14. MS Word 7 of 14. Sound Recorder 8 of 14. Team Talk 9 of 14. VS 2008 10 of 14. Windows Live Mail 11 of 14. Word Accent 12 of 14. Word Nav 13 of 14. WSR 14 of 14.
If you find an app that you want to learn more about, we can tab through the rest of this dialog to get more information. So let's up arrow to Word Nav.
Word Nav 13 of 14.
And let's press tab to see what information is provided to us.
Details for Word Nav 1.3D by GW Micro read-only edit box.
We're now in a read-only edit box, so we can use our arrow keys to read this.
By GW Micro. Release date January 8, 2010. Last update January 21, 2011. Rating 5 stars. The script allows you to enter into a navigation mode within a Microsoft Word document.
And we can keep reading if we want to. Let's tab again.
Comments for Word Nav 1.3C2010121. Great idea. Thank you. What about changing the default read-only edit box?
We're now in a read-only edit box that lists all of the comments that have been made for this specific app. So if you want to see what other people think of this app, you can read any comments that are there to help you decide whether or not you want to install it. Tab again.
Refresh our button.
Now we're at the refresh button, which will go out to GW Micro's website and reload the list of available apps. Tab again.
Website W button.
The website button will take you to the page on App Central for that app. So if I were to press enter here, my browser would open to the WordNav page on App Central. Tab again.
Install our button.
If I press enter here, I can install the app. Tab again.
Close button.
And we can close. Let's tab one more time.
All apps 212 alphabetical Word Nav 13 of 14 preview depth 2.
Also note that if you're on an app in this tree view and you just want to go ahead and install it, you can press the Enter key. WindowWise will automatically download it for you and begin the installation process. Now, even though this app is installed, let's go ahead and just install it so you have an idea of how to do that.
Word Nav 13 of 14. Installed apps iAppGet version 1.0 package AppGet install date Thursday, February 03, 2011 list view 1 of 13. Dialog package preview Word Navigation 1.3 GW Micro Incorporated. Package details D. This script allows you to enter into a navigation mode within a read-only edit box. iBeam.
Okay, so now the Add or Remove Apps window has opened that we looked at earlier. And we are now in the package preview window. This dialog will let you see any information provided with the package you just downloaded, as well as see all of the files that are inside it. Since we are in a read-only edit box right now, we can up and down arrow through it to read any package details that have been provided. Let's press the tab key to see what files will be installed.
Files in package fwordnav.vbs.wecref.wsf list box 1 of 2.
Okay, there's that file. Let's down arrow again.
wordnav.xml 2 of 2.
And there's the other file. Tab again.
Install our button.
And we can press enter here to install this app.
License details L copyright C2008-2011 GW Micro Incorporated. Read-only edit box. Dialog license agreement for Word Navigation 1.3.
Most apps that you download will include a license agreement that you have to read and accept before you can install it. it's a good idea to go ahead and read this just to be sure that you're comfortable with the terms of use. Let's tab.
Continue C button.
And we can press enter here on continue. Note that some apps may prompt you to accept the license by checking a box. This particular app does not have that, so we didn't see that box. Let's press enter on this button.
Package installed. Dialog apt-get. Close button. Arrow. All apps 212 alphabetical word nav 13 of 14 preview depth 2.
And the app has just been installed, and we're back in apt-get. That's all there is to installing apps. Apt-get provides you several other options. For example, if there's something specific you're looking for and you don't want to go through all 200 plus apps, we can press Ctrl F to find an app. Let's do that now.
Name and edit box. Dialog app find.
Okay, now we're in the app find dialog. The first box is asking for the name of the app we're looking for, but we can also filter by some other criteria. Let's tab and see what else is available.
Author edit box.
Author, so you can show apps from a specific author.
Description D edit box.
You can enter part of the app's description.
Match any radio button, check one of two.
And you can also choose the fields for which WindowEyes should return results. By default, it will return any that match any of the criteria that you set. So for example, if you entered a name and an author, but if apt-get could only find results for one of the items, it would return them anyway. If you want to be more specific, you can press the down arrow.
Match all radio button, check two of two.
And have apt-get return results for all of the criteria that you've entered. Let's up arrow.
Match any radio button, check one of two.
Tab again.
Case ignore checkbox checked.
You can tell apt-get to ignore the upper or lowercase text of anything that you're searching for.
Close button.
And then we can close the find dialog. Let's tab again until we get to the author.
Name and edit box. Author edit box.
Author. Let's type GW Micro.
GW space MICRO.
And press the enter key.
Please wait. Dialog apt-get. All apps 34 alphabetical word nav 9 of 9 preview depth 2.
Okay, there are 34 apps available. Let's press the home key to go up to the top and see some of the other apps that we have.
General 16 closed 1 of 4 depth 1.
Okay, we have 16 apps under general. Press the right arrow to expand.
General 16 expanded 1 of 4 16 items.
And down arrow.
Auto complete 1 of 16 depth 2. Custom system restore 2 of 16. Enhanced auto load 3 of 16. Enhanced find 4 of 16. Enhanced line 5 of 16. Hourly chime 6 of 16. Jaws quick key 7 of 16. LE nav 8 of 16. Record macro 9 of 16. Second glass 10 of 16.
And we can keep going through this list. So the find feature will let you look for something very quickly without having to take a lot of time browsing all of the apps that we have, unless you want to. We also have a menu system in apt-get. Let's press the Alt key to go there.
File F pull down.
Okay, we have the file menu. Let's down arrow to open it.
Reload R.
We can reload all of the apps.
Exit X.
Or exit apt-get. Let's press the Escape key to go back to the main menu bar.
File F pull down.
Right arrow.
Edit E pull down.
We have the Edit menu. Down arrow.
Find. F Control F dialog.
And this will launch the Find dialog that we just looked at. And that's the only item in the Edit menu. Press the Escape key.
Edit E pull down.
Right arrow.
View V pull down.
View. Down arrow.
Refresh RF5.
So we can refresh the list of apps.
All checked.
We can view all apps that are available.
Installed I.
We can view only the apps that have been installed.
Not installed N.
We can view all apps that are available on App Central that have not been installed.
Updated O.
Or we can see the apps that are out of date. Let's press the Escape key.
View V pull down.
Right arrow.
Sort S pull down.
And we have a sort menu. Down arrow.
Alphabetical checked.
We can sort alphabetically.
Date added D.
We can sort by the date that the app was added to App Central.
Last updated L.
We can sort by the date that the app was last updated.
Top rated T.
And we can sort by apps that have the highest ratings on App Central. Let's press the Escape key.
Sort S pull down.
Right arrow.
Help page pull down.
Here's a help menu. Down arrow.
Help and options. Page dialog.
Okay, this will open the help dialog that we looked at already. Down arrow.
Visit App Central E.
The Visit App Central menu item will take us to the App Central website. Press the Escape key.
Help page pull down.
Right arrow.
System pull down.
And we even have a system menu, which will let us resize the window or close it. Let's press the Alt key to exit the menu system.
Menu closed.
You are strongly encouraged to check out this resource because it will make WindowEyes even more powerful. Let's press Alt F4 to close apt-get.
Settings E screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1.
Okay, now we're back in the WindowEyes control panel. Let's press Alt-A to go back to the Apps menu.
A. App Management to pull down.
Down arrow.
App Central.
Again.
App Get a pull down.
Again.
Autocomplete a pull down.
Autocomplete causes WindowEyes to read any suggestions that Windows offers whenever you enter text into certain combo edit boxes. For instance, if you're on the web and start typing in an address with www, WindowEyes will tell you when the browser offers a possible suggestion to complete the entry, such as gwmicro.com. To accept the suggestion or see what others are available, simply press the up and down arrows. So let's demonstrate this really quick. I'm going to open the Run dialog with Windows key R.
Open O combo edit box. Dialog run.
Okay, now we're in a combo edit box. I'm going to type www and see what WindowEyes offers us.
www.http://www.google.com/16. Suggestions.
Okay, so we heard http://www.google.com and that there are 16 suggestions. So let's say I wanted to accept Google. To do that, I just press the down arrow.
http://www.google.com.
And right now, that's entered into the Run dialog. If I wanted to see the other 15 suggestions that are available, I can just keep pressing the down arrow. And when I find the one I want, I can either press the right arrow or the tab key. I'm okay with Google, so let's press the tab key.
Okay button.
And now if I shift tab.
Open http://www.google.com combo edit box.
There's google.com. I could press enter here, and that would cause the Google website to open in my default web browser. However, I don't want to do that right now, so I'm going to press the escape key to close this dialog.
Screen closed 1 of 7, preview depth 1.
And now we're back in the WindowEyes control panel. Let's say you want to change how WindowEyes says this autocomplete text, or maybe you don't want to hear it at all. To do that, we can go to the autocomplete options right from the apps menu. Let's press Alt-A.
A. App management to pull down.
Down arrow.
App Central.
Again.
App get a pull down.
And one more time.
Autocomplete a pull down.
Here's autocomplete. Let's press the right arrow to open this menu.
Options. O dialog.
And here are the options. We can also down arrow to
Help. H dialog.
Help. Just as with AppGit, the Help item will give us more information about autocomplete. Let's up arrow back to Options.
Options. O dialog.
And press the Enter key.
Menu closed. Screen closed 1 of 7. Dialog autocomplete options enabling line autocomplete. Each checkbox checked.
This checkbox actually controls whether or not the autocomplete feature is enabled in Windows itself. I've actually checked this because it was not enabled on my computer beforehand. But in your copy, if you haven't made any alterations to autocomplete's options, this will be unchecked because the feature will be enabled, so you don't have to tell WindowEyes to do it for you. Let's press the tab key.
Inline autocomplete speed completed text C radio button check 2 of 3.
Now we're being asked, what do we want WindowEyes to speak? Right now it's set to speak completed text, so as text gets completed, WindowEyes will speak it. We have three options here. We can up arrow to the first one, which is
Inline autocomplete do not speak D radio button check 1 of 3.
So even though this feature is enabled, WindowEyes will ignore all the autocomplete suggestions, and you won't hear any extra speech. Let's press up arrow one more time.
Inline autocomplete speak entire line L radio button check 3 of 3.
Or you can have WindowEyes speak the entire line each time text is autocompleted. I'm fine with the default, so let's up arrow one last time.
Inline autocomplete speak completed text C radio button check 2 of 3.
Press the tab key.
Autocomplete suggestion speak suggestion index checkbox checked.
Do you want to hear the index number of the suggestion that you're on? For example, 1 of 10, 2 of 10, 3 of 10, etc.
Autocomplete suggestion speak first suggestion checkbox checked.
Do you want to hear WindowEyes speak the first suggestion that's being offered? For instance, if we were back in that run dialog and I typed www, WindowEyes told us that the first suggestion was google.com. If this option were unchecked, that suggestion would have still appeared on the screen, but WindowEyes would not have read it. Let's press the tab key.
OK button.
And here's the OK button.
Cancel button.
And a cancel button. So let's just press the escape key to close this dialog because I don't want to save any changes.
Settings e-screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1.
The next app I want to describe is called Eloquence Fix. Eloquence Fix is useful if you are using the Eloquence synthesizer. This app just safeguards Eloquence against certain pieces of text that are known to make it unstable. Note that if you are not using Eloquence, the app will be dormant and do nothing. But when Eloquence is active, the app will kick in and protect your synthesizer. The next app I want to describe, and again, we can't really demonstrate, is the GW Toolkit. The GW Toolkit by itself does nothing, but it does provide many tools that most app creators use to implement common features and make certain parts of their apps consistent. For instance, the help and options for most apps, including those not written by GW Micro, look very similar because the GW Toolkit is providing the user interface for those. Nearly every app you run depends on the GW Toolkit, so you definitely want to keep this one installed. The next one is called Hotspot. Hotspot lets you automate certain tasks with WindowEyes, especially those related to using the mouse. For instance, you can look for text on the screen, click it, have WindowEyes read it, and much more. Furthermore, you can string actions together to be even more powerful. For example, you can tell WindowEyes to find a word on the screen and speak it. Next, double-click it. After that, look for a spot on the screen that might be a slight shade of red. Move the mouse over half an inch, double-click, and so forth. If you want to have WindowEyes do something specific, but you don't know how to write an app, this is a very easy-to-use and powerful utility that you can wield to do what you want. We won't demonstrate this app simply because we could spend a great deal of time going through it. It does come with a very extensive help document, which you should read if you want to learn more about how to use it. Recall in the section where we introduced the Quick Start Wizard, one of the keyboard layouts that we provided was known as the Insert Key layout. This is in addition to our default and laptop key layouts. Well, the reason I bring up the Insert Key layout here is because it is actually an app. Since the Insert Key layout is actually an app, we're not limited to just reassigning WindowEyes hotkeys. We can actually create new functionality that might mimic some behavior you could be used to if you're coming to WindowEyes from a different adaptive product. So from anywhere in Windows, you can use Ctrl-Alt-0, and that will toggle the layout from being on or off. So if I do Ctrl-Alt-0 now,
Insert Key layout enabled.
Insert Key layout enabled. And I can verify that it's enabled either through the apps menu or I can execute a hotkey that we define in the Insert Key layout. Let's try Insert F12 to check the time.
2:21 p.m.
And if I press it twice very quickly, we'll hear the date.
Monday, November 19, 2012.
There we go. And now if I do Ctrl-Alt-0 again,
Insert Key layout disabled.
We hear that the Insert Key layout has been disabled. Now what happens if I try doing Insert F12? Well, nothing, because F12 in this case got passed through to WindowEyes itself, and that particular command doesn't do anything. The Insert Key layout does define quite a few hotkeys. At the time of this recording, I believe there are approximately 70 or 80 of them, and we're not going to go into a list of what all you can do with it. Suffice it to say that if you're coming from another adaptive product, the Insert Key layout will provide functionality that you're used to so that you can get on using WindowEyes without having to relearn all of your screen reader hotkeys. So I am in the WindowEyes control panel right now, so I'm going to do an Alt-A to open our apps menu.
A. App management pull down.
And then I'm going to do I to get down to Insert Key layout.
I. Help. H dialog.
So the first item we come to is the Help dialog. This is where you would go to if you wanted to actually review all of the Insert Key layout commands. In addition, you can change the Ctrl-Alt-0 key to something else if you want to use Ctrl-Alt-0 for your own purposes. Let's down arrow.
Enable E.
This is a toggle, so if I were to press Enter, that would turn the Insert Key layout on, or if I were to press Enter while it was on, the Insert Key layout would be turned off. Down arrow again.
Keyboard layout K pulldown.
Here we have the keyboard layout. So the Insert Key layout actually has two operating modes. It has a desktop mode, which assumes you have a numeric keypad, and it has a laptop mode, which assumes that you don't. So let's go into this pulldown with the right arrow key.
Desktop D checked.
We see that the desktop item is checked. And if I go down,
Laptop L.
We have the laptop item. If I press Enter on either of these items, that respective layout will become active the next time that the Insert Key layout turns on. So let's hit the left arrow.
Keyboard layout K pulldown.
And down arrow.
Help. H dialog.
And we're back to the help. So there aren't very many menu items in the Insert Key layout pulldown, but like I said, if you're coming from another product, this will prove very helpful in adapting to WindowEyes quickly. So let's press Alt to get out of the menu system.
Menu closed.
The next app that ships with WindowEyes is called JAWS Quick Key. If you are familiar with JAWS for Windows keystrokes, this app helps you learn the WindowEyes equivalents for those commands. So let's press Insert J to turn that mode on.
JAWS Quick Key enabled.
And we heard WindowEyes say JAWS Quick Key enabled. Now we can issue any JAWS command on the keyboard. If there is a WindowEyes equivalent, we will hear what it is. For example, let's press Insert and the numpad down arrow, which is the 2 key, and see what WindowEyes says.
Read to end, Control-Shift-R.
Read to end, Control-Shift-R. Insert down arrow is the JAWS Say All command, and the WindowEyes equivalent is Control-Shift-R for read to end. Let's try one more. Let's press Insert J, which opens up the JAWS menu.
Menu Control-Backslash.
Menu Control-Backslash. This opens the WindowEyes control panel. This will work anywhere, including browse mode, so if you want to learn the WindowEyes equivalents of JAWS Internet Navigation commands, you can use the JAWS Quick key to learn them. To exit this mode, simply press the Escape key.
JAWS Quick key disabled.
The next app that we ship is called LVNav, short for List View Navigation. This app lets you virtually explore a list view much like you would a spreadsheet. Recall that we can do this with the standard arrow keys in Windows 7. For example, in Windows Explorer, we could be on a file name and start pressing the right arrow to hear the date modified, its size, its type, and other information. On other operating systems, such as Windows XP, you can't do that. And in fact, even in Windows 7, if you're in any other type of program that has a list view, you can't do it there either. Windows Explorer is special because it's not using a real list view. So if you're in a standard list view that's not Windows 7's version of Windows Explorer, you can use the insert arrow keys to virtually explore it. Insert left arrow and insert right arrow will move you from column to column, and insert up arrow and insert down arrow will move you from row to row. Insert home and insert end will move you to the beginning and end of a row, and control insert home and control insert end will move you to the beginning and end of a column. You can press insert enter to move your keyboard focus to the item that you are virtually exploring. Control insert enter will add the virtually focused item to the selection, so you can even select multiple items with LVNav. Another app that comes with WindowEyes is called Office Enhanced. Office Enhanced provides some additional features for Office applications, such as making the spell checker that comes with Word, Excel, Outlook, Access, PowerPoint, and so on speak consistently. There's really nothing to show for this one because we've already done so in the section dealing with Microsoft Word. This is one of those apps that is designed to be seamless so you don't even realize it's running. Another app that comes with WindowEyes is called Outlook Enhance. And this particular app does quite a bit if you are an Outlook user. If you're using Outlook 2010, it lets you define what message columns are spoken as you arrow through your inbox. It gives you an alternate way to access attachments. It makes the contacts card view accessible. And if you're using Outlook 2007 and 2010, it also lets you read emails in browse mode. So if you want to enable this feature while you've got Outlook 2007 or 2010 open, navigate to WindowEyes, go to the Apps menu with Alt-A, find Outlook Enhance. You can either down arrow to it or press the letter O. Then you want to go to Add-in Settings, and then press Enter on the Enable Message Virtualization item. You want to make sure that this is checked. If it's unchecked, then WindowEyes will not virtualize the messages, and you'll be stuck using the Word Viewer as before. And that's really all there is to it. If you're using Outlook 2003, Windows Live Mail, Thunderbird, or something else, then you can already view messages in browse mode. The message virtualization provided by the Outlook Enhance app was created specifically to address shortcomings in Outlook 2007 and 2010. The next app I want to talk about is the Progress Indicator. This app is designed to give you immediate feedback on the status of progress bars in the active window. Feedback can be given either through a series of spoken messages or audible tones. Recall the percentage messages and ascending tones we heard earlier in this tutorial, for example, when we were browsing the internet. This was all thanks to the Progress Indicator app. There are two types of progress bars. The typical progress bar displays a percentage from 0 to 100, and that's what we've encountered so far. The other kind is called a marquee bar. A marquee bar is similar, but it doesn't give a percentage. Instead, it just indicates that progress is being made without any specifics as to the total percentage. Both types of progress bars can be monitored independently with this app. So let's open its options to show you how it can be configured. Let's press Alt-A to open the Apps menu.
A. App Management pull-down.
And we can either down arrow to Progress Indicator or just press P to get there.
P. Options. O Dialog.
And here are the options. Let's press Enter.
Screen closed 1 of 7. Menu closed. Progress bars percentage interval radio button check 2 of 3. Dialog progress bar options.
The first option we land on is a group of radio buttons that's asking us how we want standard progress bars to be reported. The default is to hear a percentage interval. So by default, WindowEyes will announce the percentage complete on the progress bar every 5%, regardless of how long it might take. We can up arrow.
Progress bar seconds interval radio button checked 1 of 3.
Or we can have WindowEyes speak the progress bar every X number of seconds. So for example, if it's a very long progress bar, we could have WindowEyes announce its status every 5 seconds. Or, if we up arrow one more time,
progress bars do not indicate radio button check 3 of 3.
We can have WindowEyes not indicate anything at all. I'm fine with the default, so let's up arrow again.
Progress bars percentage interval radio button check 2 of 3.
With the percentage interval, let's tab.
Interval 5 edit box.
And you can enter the interval. So if you don't want to hear every 5%, say you want to hear every 10%, you could change this from 5 to 10, or every 50%, or 18%. It's entirely up to you. Let's tab again.
Progress bars ascending sounds radio button check 3 of 4.
Do you want to hear any sounds with progress bars? The default is to hear ascending tones, meaning as the progress bar gets higher, the beeps you hear also get higher. Let's up arrow and see what our other options are.
Progress bars custom sound radio button check 2 of 4.
If you want to hear a certain sound whenever the progress bar updates, you can have WindowEyes play that instead.
Progress bars default sound radio button check 1 of 4.
You can hear the Windows default sound instead, or
progress bars no sound radio button check 4 of 4.
You can hear no sounds. Let's up arrow back to ascending sounds.
Progress bars ascending sounds radio button check 3 of 4.
Press the tab key.
Progress bars speed percentage checkbox checked.
So by default, WindowEyes will speak both the percent complete on the progress bar as well as play the ascending sounds. If you want to hear one but not the other, you can do that. Or you can opt to hear none of those. Let's tab again.
Marquee bars seconds interval radio button checked 1 of 2.
And marquee bars. Since marquee bars don't indicate actual percentages, there are only a couple of options you can adjust. You can hear the status of the marquee bar every X number of seconds, just like you could with a progress bar. Or
marquee bars do not indicate radio button check 2 of 2.
WindowEyes can be set to ignore them. Let's up arrow back to the seconds interval.
Marquee bars seconds interval radio button checked 1 of 2.
Press the tab key.
Seconds 5 edit box.
So if there is a marquee bar on the screen, WindowEyes will announce its presence every 5 seconds. Press the tab key again.
Marquee bars no sound radio button check 3 of 3.
And WindowEyes by default is set to play no sounds for marquee bars. But there are two other options available. Let's press the up arrow.
Marquee bars custom sound radio button check 2 of 3.
We can play a custom sound just like with progress bars.
Marquee bars default sound radio button check 1 of 3.
Or we can play the Windows default sound whenever WindowEyes announces a marquee bar. Let's press the up arrow key to go back to the default.
Marquee bars no sound radio button check 3 of 3.
Press the tab key.
Marquee bars speed text checkbox checked.
So you can tell WindowEyes to say something whenever a marquee bar is doing something on the screen. Press the tab key.
Text to speed progressing edit box.
The default here is progressing. So whenever WindowEyes sees a marquee bar, it's going to just say progressing every 5 seconds. But if you want it to say something else, you can change this here. Let's press the tab key.
Blocked windows, B, no selected item list box.
Blocked windows, we don't have any. I'll explain what that is in just a moment. Let's press the tab key again.
Save button.
And we have a save button.
Cancel button.
And a cancel button.
Help page button.
And a help button. Let's press the escape key.
Settings, e-screen closed, 1 of 7, preview, depth 1.
Now you might be wondering, what is the whole business with blocked windows? With some programs, a progress bar may be used for other purposes and cause WindowEyes to speak the progress status over and over again. An example that comes to mind is some voice chat software, where its designer has set the progress bar to actually indicate how loud someone is speaking. Well, WindowEyes will see that this is a progress bar and keep announcing its progress all the time, and that can become very annoying. So you can tell WindowEyes to ignore progress bars for certain windows. To do this, you can press Control Shift Windows P. That's P for progress bar. And once done, WindowEyes will ignore any progress bar in that specific window. You can press this key a second time to unblock the window, and WindowEyes will announce the progress bars again. You can also go into the options for the Progress Indicator app, as we just did, and manage blocked windows from there. QB Enhance is another app that we ship with WindowEyes, and it is designed to help make QuickBooks 2014 and 2015 more accessible. Please be aware that Intuit, who develop QuickBooks, have just begun making the suite accessible. So there are some specific areas where QB Enhance will improve accessibility and some other areas that Intuit needs to work on before they will be made accessible. Please look at the QB Enhance documentation for more details. Okay, let's go back to the Apps menu.
Hey. App management a pull down.
And down arrow.
App central. App get a pull down. Auto complete a pull down. GW toolkit G pull down. Hotbar H pull down. Jaws quick key J pull. Progress indicator P pull. Quick start wizard Q pull down.
Remember the quick start wizard that ran when we first installed WindowEyes? It is actually an app, and you can access it here. You can even run it again. We aren't going to cover that here, because we already did so earlier in this tutorial. Let's down arrow past the quick start wizard.
Read to me or pull down.
Read to me. This app will let you tell WindowEyes to use a specific voice whenever you issue a read to end. For example, we're using the DeckTalk synthesizer because it's fast, responsive, and generally sounds good. But if I want to read a book or some other long passage of text, I might want to hear something that sounds a little more human, even though it may not be as responsive. This app will let us do exactly that. So let's write arrow.
Options. O dialogue.
And go into its options.
Menu closed. Screen closed 1 of 7. Dialogue read to me options. Enable read to me e checkbox checked.
Okay, so read to me is enabled by default. Let's tab.
Reading voice VGE talk access 32 WindowEyes list box 6 of 123.
And now we're in the list of available voices. Let's say I wanted to have Microsoft Anna speak whenever I issued a read to end. I can press M until I get to Microsoft Anna.
M. Marisol Sappy Force M. Marius Sapp M. Max Sappy M. Medi Sapp M. Microsoft Anna English United States Sappy 5 114 of 123.
Okay, there's Microsoft Anna. Let's tab, see what else we can do.
Set rate to R checkbox unchecked.
So we can set the rate of the synthesizer.
Test key button.
We can test it.
Disable tooltip announcements so checkbox unchecked.
We can disable tooltip announcements while we're reading, so if a program's flashing on the taskbar and you don't want to hear about that while you're reading, this app will automatically turn those announcements off.
OK button.
So let's press Enter to accept this.
Settings e-screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1.
And I have the WindowEyes manual opened in Microsoft Word, so let's just tab over to that.
Basic.html Microsoft Word.
So I'm on the line that says getting started.
Style heading 2 introduction.
And then we down arrow to introduction. Now let's press Ctrl-Shift-R to initiate the read to end and see what happens.
Introduction. Congratulations on your purchase of WindowEyes, the screen reader from GW Micro. WindowEyes enables visually impaired persons to independently use their computers by translating information on the screen into synthetic speech and braille. WindowEyes works with many popular programs.
So now, what happens if I interrupt
Microsoft,
speech, say with the control key?
Adobe and Apple. Style normal.
And then I press the arrow keys.
Synthetic speech and braille. WindowEyes works with many popular programs.
We're back to DeckTalk again. Now remember that you can also change the rate at which the synthesizer speaks. So even if you wanted to use the same voice that you have now when you're reading, you can have it speed up or slow down. Or you can do a combination of both. You can choose a different voice, and you can set its rate each time it starts to read. Let's bring up the WindowEyes control panel again.
Screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1.
Skype Enhance is another app that we ship, and it is designed specifically to help make the Skype desktop client for Windows more usable. And as with all of our other program-specific apps, please look at the Skype Enhance documentation for details on which versions of Skype are supported, as well as changes that are needed to make in the Skype program itself to ensure optimal performance. One quick note I'd like to make is that if you are using Windows 8 or 8.1, you likely already have a version of Skype installed, but this is not the correct version of Skype. There are actually two of them for some reason. One is a modern app just for Windows 8 and 8.1 devices, and this is what comes pre-installed on your computer. This is currently not accessible or even as feature-rich as the main desktop client. If you are using Windows 8 and 8.1 and are finding that you can't use Skype at all, then it's likely because you're using this modern app. As with Windows Vista or Windows 7 users, please go to www.skype, that's skype.com, and download the Skype desktop client. That is the actual name of the version of Skype you need to install. If you're a Thunderbird user, we also include an app called TB Enhance. And this primarily is used to add some features to make WindowEyes and the Thunderbird email client work better together. The next app that I want to talk about is Virtual View. The Virtual View app displays a text representation of any window. This feature can be especially useful if your currently active or focused window doesn't provide much keyboard access, or if you want to manipulate the text that might be on the screen with the keyboard. To get started with this app, simply press Ctrl-Alt-V from anywhere.
Dialog select window of virtualize window options group box default active window button focus window F button always ask for window type checkbox check cancel button window options active window button.
So you can have WindowEyes virtualize the active window or the focused window. And we've already described what the difference is between the two. I'm going to go ahead and accept the active window, and then we will see a text representation of the WindowEyes control panel that's on the screen.
Dialog virtual view. Window contents W window eyes explorer dot set read only edit box.
We're now in a read only edit box. And just like with any read only edit box, we can use the arrow keys to review the text. We can select it, we can copy it, we can do whatever we want with it except change it. So let's use the arrow keys and see what this window looks like.
Window eyes explorer dot set.
That's the title bar, down arrow.
File apps help.
Okay, there's the menu bar.
Settings. Screen. Keyboard. Mouse. Hotkeys. General. Braille. Devices, save to disk minimize.
Virtual View also lets us perform actions with the mouse. For example, we can press L to issue a left click at the cursor position. We can do the same with the right mouse button by pressing R. Or if you have a middle mouse button, you can press M. You can press P to route the mouse to the item that's focused, or press F to move your keyboard focus to the item. Let's up arrow to Braille.
Devices, Braille.
And I want to left click that. I'll just press the letter L.
Settings eBraille closed 6 of 7 preview depth 1. Dialog window eyes explorer dot set.
And now the virtual view window has closed, and my focus is now on Braille. This app is very powerful and will let you get access to other programs that may otherwise not be accessible. The next app I want to talk about is VoiceRotor. The VoiceRotor app lets you set up a list of your favorite synthesizers or speech voices and switch among them at will. Let's quickly demonstrate how this works. I'm going to press Alt-A to go to the Apps menu.
A. App Management pull-down.
And since VoiceRotor starts with V, I will just press the up arrow key a few times.
Word Navigation W pull-down. Word Accent W pull-down. VoiceRotor V pull-down.
There's VoiceRotor. Press the right arrow key.
Options. O Dialog.
And press Enter on Options.
Menu closed. Braille closed 6 of 7. Available voices VDE Talk Access 32 Window Eyes List Box 7 of 124. Dialog VoiceRotor options.
So now we're in the list of all of the available voices that WindowEyes supports. Let's go ahead and add some voices to the list. I can do that with Alt-A. Since DeckTalk is selected, I'll just press Alt-A now to add it.
A. DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes added.
Now let's say I want to add one of the Eloquence voices. I can do that by pressing the letter E until I hear Eloquence.
E. Echo PC or GP 10 of 124. E. Eloquence Read 11 of 124.
Okay, press Alt-A again to add that.
A. Eloquence Read added.
Finally, let's add Microsoft Anna.
M. Marisol Sapi for M. Marius Sap M. Max Sap M. Medi Sap M. Microsoft Anna English United States Sapi 5 115 of 124.
And press Alt-A.
A. Microsoft Anna English United States Sapi 5 added.
Now if we press Tab, we will land in the list of voices that are in our list.
VoiceRotor ODE Talk Access 32 Window Eyes List Box 1 of 3.
Okay. Let's keep tabbing and see what other options are available.
Add a button.
Okay, there's the Add button.
Remove our button.
We can remove the selected voice from the list.
Move up U button.
We can move the selected voice up in the list.
Move down D button.
Or I can move the selected voice down in the list.
Clear L button.
I can clear the VoiceRotor and start over.
Automatically save voice settings each checkbox unchecked.
If you want all of your voices to have their own rate, pitch, tone, volume, etc., press the spacebar to check this option. And each time you switch to a new voice, this app will automatically save the settings for your current one before you switch. I'm going to go ahead and check that.
Space. Check automatically save voice settings each checkbox.
Okay, tab.
Apply P button.
Apply will activate the rotor without saving it to disk.
Save S button.
Or we can permanently save this to disk. Tab one more time.
Close Z button.
There's the close button.
Available voices V Microsoft Anna English United States SAPI 5 list box 115 of 124.
And now we're back in the available voice list. I'm going to press Alt-S to save the list.
S. Settings saved.
And now the escape key to close the dialog.
Settings eBraille close.
Now I can move forward and backward through the list at will. To do this, hold down the Windows key and press F2. That will move us forward in the list. Or Shift Windows key F2 will move us backward. So DeckTalk is currently active. Pressing Windows F2 will take us to Eloquence.
Read.
Okay, there's Eloquence Read. Pressing it again will take us to Microsoft Anna.
Microsoft Anna English United States.
Pressing it a third time will take us back to Deck Talk.
DE Talk Access 32 Window Eyes.
And we can press Shift Windows F2 to move back again.
Microsoft Anna English United States.
And again.
Read.
There's Eloquence.
DE Talk Access 32 Window Eyes.
And there's Deck Talk. If you want to configure this from anywhere, by the way, you can press Control Windows F2, or you can go to the Apps menu in WindowEyes. Another app that comes with WindowEyes is known as WEDIAG, that's WEDIAG. It's short for WindowEyes Diagnostics. And the WindowEyes Diagnostics app is provided so that you can easily get certain pieces of information to us so that we can better help you. To access the app, you just press Control-Alt-Q from wherever you happen to be. WindowEyes will then take a screenshot and get some other information that we typically ask for, and then a dialog will come up where you can enter your name, your contact information, and a description of the problem before sending the report to us. We will then take a look at it and then tell you what you need to do next to resolve your problem. Note that it is very important that you access this feature only when instructed to by a WindowEyes support technician. This is because the app is not designed to solve every possible issue. There are some scenarios where a diagnostic report will prove helpful, and there are some others where a diagnostic would either be insufficient or inappropriate. So please only submit these diagnostics when asked to by a WindowEyes support technician. The next app that I will mention is WE-Update. That's W-E Update. And all this does is check for updates to WindowEyes whenever you launch it. Since we do put out regular updates to WindowEyes, it's a good idea to keep this installed so that you can stay on top of any updates or bug fixes that we make to WindowEyes. The Windows Enhanced app provides some interesting features. If you're running WindowEyes under Windows 8, it is actually responsible for the Insert Arrow Keys and Control Insert Tab that we showed you when navigating the Start screen. It also handles the automatic movement of the mouse to balloon tooltips or toast messages. In addition, it provides a couple of other interesting features that I'll show you very quickly. The first is that if you discover that your sound card has been muted, you can use Control Windows M to unmute it. So, for example, I'm going to press Control Windows M.
Toggling mute.
And you heard WindowEyes say toggling mute. If I press Control Windows M again.
Mute toggled.
We heard mute toggled. So that way you'll be able to tell if your sound has just been muted or unmuted. And related to this, WindowEyes will automatically unmute your sound whenever it starts, or if your volume is very low, say less than 50%, WindowEyes will up the volume to 50%. This latter behavior is actually configurable under the Startup Options in the General group of the WindowEyes Settings tree. So getting back to Windows Enhanced, it also makes it possible to access your computer in Safe Mode. Safe Mode comes up if your computer has hit a serious error or if it won't boot normally. This is typically turned on by repeatedly pressing F8 whenever the machine boots. Safe Mode was previously not accessible, but thanks to WindowEyes and the Windows Enhanced app, now it is. And to enable this feature, all you need to do is bring up WindowEyes if you're not already there, then go to the Apps menu with Alt-A.
A. App Management pull-down.
Hit W until we get down to Windows Enhanced.
W. WindowEyes Diagnostics W pull-down. W. Windows Enhanced W pull-down.
There it is. Press Enter.
Toasts and Balloon Tips T pull-down.
That's the Toasts and Balloon Tips pull-down that we described earlier.
Enable audio support in safe mode.
Enable audio support in safe mode. And we want to press Enter to check this.
Menu closed, screen closed, 1 of 7. Dialog user account control. Do you want to allow the following program to make changes to this computer? Program name Windows Enhanced.x verified publisher GW Micro Incorporated.
So since we have the user account control turned on, we were prompted if we wanted to allow Windows Enhanced to change this setting. I do, so since I'm in Windows 7, I'm going to just do Alt-Y, and that will allow the action to go through.
Y. Screen closed 1 of 7, depth 1. Dialog window eyes explorer.set.
And that's all there was to that. Now if I boot my machine into safe mode, I will actually have audio access, and I can use the machine normally. Note that although we've enabled audio support, there are some cases where it still may not work. Our experience thus far has been that most onboard desktop sound cards will work fine, but some external cards and even some integrated laptop cards sometimes will not. If that fails to work, then Windows Enhanced won't be able to enable audio in safe mode. If this happens and you do need access to safe mode, you can always get a generic USB sound card and use it instead. Finally, the WordNav or Word Navigation app lets you traverse through documents in Microsoft Word much like you would in browse mode or on the internet. To demonstrate this, let's Alt-Tab back to Microsoft Word.
Basic.html Microsoft Word. Basic.html Microsoft Word. Style normal column 1 of 1 web layout basic.html.
And to turn on this special navigation mode, press Insert Z.
Navigation mode on.
Now I can enter any character on the keyboard and move to a certain element in the document. For example, I can press H to go to the next heading.
System requirements. Style heading 2.
And again.
Package contents.
And again.
Giving technical support.
And again.
Protecting your investment.
I can press Shift H to go backwards.
Giving technical support. Package contents. System requirements.
I can press S to go to the next section.
Getting started. Style heading 1.
I can press T to go to a table.
Table 157 rows non-uniform columns R1C1 style normal.
And so on. So now that I'm at a section I want to look at, I can either use the arrow keys and read the document like I normally would, or I can press Insert Z to turn this navigation mode off and actually interact with the document.
Navigation mode off.
Note that we also include apps to enhance Microsoft Access, Windows Live Mail, and several other Windows programs. And again, note that these program-specific apps will only run as long as the program itself is open. So for example, the Microsoft Access app will only run when Access is running. The Windows Live app will only run as long as Windows Live Mail is open. It's also very likely that your copy of WindowWise includes even more apps that were not available when this section was originally recorded. So do take a look at the apps menu to see what other apps might be available to you, and check the WindowWise user's manual for more information on additional apps. There are many, many more apps available on App Central. If you need support for a specific program or you're interested in a new WindowWise feature, there's a good chance that someone has already implemented that by creating a WindowWise app. If not, there are app creators available that can do this for you, and GW Micro itself also offers a custom app creation service, as well as training on how to create apps if you want to learn how to do so yourself. Give us a call if you are interested in more details on either of these services. Apps are an extremely powerful feature of WindowWise. Do take the time to explore App Central, and if you're feeling adventurous, you can even create some of your own. Now that you know how to use WindowWise apps, let's move on to the next section.